Phone Boy Speaks, episode 162, Monday Night Dance Party. One of the things I like about app.net, at least right now, is that it is actually small, and I realize that that's a downside for a lot of people, but for me, building a larger community has always been something I've liked doing, and I've done it in a number of different ways and a number of different times throughout my online career. But what I also like about app.net is that the community is really also developer-driven, and there's a lot of developer things happening, and the API is really easy to work with. And granted, I'm not a huge developer, but I know enough about code to be dangerous, and if I really wanted to write code, I probably could. But I know enough about the tools to actually, you know, to understand what's going on and understand what's possible and what's not. And one of the cool sort of combinations of all of that is this thing called Monday Night Dance Party, which has been going on, I think, at least as long as I've been on app.net. And what it is it's a combination of streaming video, which is actually just clips from YouTube or to other streaming services. There's a channel that occurs on app.net and what they call a patter room, and it's on a website, and there's both a desktop and a mobile version of it. And basically what it is it's there's music that gets played based on the requests that come in, and it's streamed sort of simultaneously, so everybody sees the same video at the same time and then can chat in this web interface that's essentially a patter room. And most of this is done just taking different parts of app.net and, of course, the video APIs of YouTube and God knows what else, and putting it together into this sort of experience that is, at least on the desktop, relatively seamless. On the mobile, you have to actually start each video manually, which is kind of annoying. But that's probably a limitation of mobile videos right there. But so this Monday Night Dance Party thing, it's a combination of all of these things that come together. And in fact, I think last week there was it was used as a fundraiser for the folks in and I forgot where it was in the South that had a that they had a tornado that basically destroyed the place. And so one of the members put together a fundraiser and as part of the Monday Night Dance Party thing, and they raised I think like $2,000 or something. It's pretty amazing what they did. Anyway, this is just, it's amazing sort of the confluence of things that's allowed to happen on app.net that in the years that I've been doing this is something really, really unique. I've not seen this before. I have seen lots of communities come and go, and you know, people that are, you know, less optimistic about app.net, of course, try and find flaws with what they're doing. And you know, I also am not stupid enough to realize that that this kind of thing could go away. I mean, so one of two things is going to happen. Either ADN is going to grow, and ADN will, the community will sort of change because of just the sheer number of people that are involved, or it's going to die because it ends up not being that financially viable in the long run. I really don't know what's going to happen, but I like what it is right now, and yeah, that's why I'm spending a lot of my time on there. The time I do sort of social media stuff. It's not to say that I don't participate in other stuff, but or otherwise live my life. But that's something that I'm enjoying it right now, and I realize it. You know, it's like anything, and everything has a limited shelf life and won't last forever. But hey, I don't know. Twitter's been around for a while. I mean, I started on Twitter in the beginning, and it's been going almost 7 years now, so who knows how all this stuff's going to happen. But anyway, my thoughts on the Monday Night Dance Party, which I participated in this week, and it was actually a very positive experience. I can see why people like it. I can't do it every week, but I could this week, and so it was. It's something you should check out on app.net if you have an account. If you don't have an account, there's a couple ways to get an account. You can hit me up, and I can give you an invite. You have to send me an email address, or you can get the Passport app on the iTunes store, and you can actually get an invite from that. So you don't even need to ask me. But if you are not on iOS, then if you want an invite, you can just hit me up for one. I've got, you know, I can give out as many as they let me give out, and most likely I'll be able to give out more after people redeem them. So anyway, that is that's the Monday Night Dance Party phenomenon on app.net and some of my other thoughts around it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.